Welcome to Kuvera's weekly digest on the most critical developments related to business, finance and markets in India. When elephants fight, it's the grass that suffers. The Kenyan proverb is as true for the forests of Africa as for the urban jungles of India. So, it doesn't come as a surprise that in the battle between two of the world's richest men, Mukesh Ambani and Jeff Bezos, it's the debt-laden Indian retail pioneer Kishore Biyani that has ended up being the biggest loser. But why is Biyani sandwiched between Ambani and Bezos? And what makes him the loser? Late last weekend, Ambani's Reliance Industries said it was scrapping an August 2020 deal to buy the retail business of Biyani-led Future Group for $3.4 billion. Sure, the deal would have taken away from Biyani the retail empire that he built over two decades. But it would have also made him free of debt and of worries of dealing with creditors. The deal hit a wall as soon as it was signed. 4. Biyani had in 2019 signed an agreement with Bezos-led Amazon to raise funding. The Amazon deal, the U.S. online retailer says, barred Biyani from selling its business to Reliance. What followed was a long legal battle, allegations, counter-allegations, regulatory scrutiny and the eventual collapse of the deal after Future's banks and creditors rejected Reliance's takeover. Meanwhile, Reliance has, by stealth, already taken control of nearly half of Future's retail stores. And it retains the option of buying the remaining when Future goes into bankruptcy. As for Amazon, it may have failed to beat Reliance in its own game and all but lost its 2019 investment, but it remains bullish on India. Reliance and Amazon, yet again. 2 years ago, Reliance raised almost $20 billion from a dozen global investors for its digital services unit Jio Platforms and another $6.4 billion for its retail arm. And if you thought India's biggest conglomerate was done raising money, you couldn't have been more wrong. This week, Reliance attracted 13,500 crore rupees or $1.78 billion into broadcast arm Viacom 18 Media Private Limited from Body Tree Systems, an investment platform set up by James Murdoch's Looper Systems and former Star India chief Uday Shankar. Reliance itself will invest 1,645 crore rupees in Viacom 18. The investments, it said, will make Viacom 18 one of the largest TV and digital streaming companies in India. Why is this fresh capital infusion important? For one, digital streaming in India has boomed, as is evident from the growing popularity of Netflix, Hotstar, Amazon Prime Video and a host of other OTT platforms. Two, it builds Reliance's war chest as it prepares to bid for broadcast and streaming rights of the Indian Premier League. And guess, who else might bid for the IPL rights? Yes, it's Amazon. Enough about Reliance and Amazon. For now, at least. Let's move on to other topics. Twitter yields to Musk. Barely a fortnight after Elon Musk made a hostile bid to acquire Twitter, the social network's board unanimously approved the maverick billionaire's takeover offer. Musk, the world's richest man and the founder of SpaceX and Tesla, will acquire all of Twitter for about $44 billion and take it private. Twitter's shares had risen after Musk made the offer to buy at $54.20 apiece. But the shares have now slipped below $50 apiece. That's well below the $77 price it commanded in February 2021. What are Musk's plans for Twitter? To begin with, Twitter CEO Parag Agrawal may depart although he remains in his role for now. Musk may also overhaul the Twitter board and has promised to relax Twitter's content restrictions. This means the rules that led to the ban on former US President Donald Trump from Twitter may be diluted. LIC IPO, the long-awaited IPO of Life Insurance Corp, India's biggest insurer, will open for subscriptions on May 4th and close on May 9th. LIC has set a price band of 902 to 949 rupees per share. Policyholders will get a discount of 60 rupees while retail investors and employees will have to pay 45 rupees less than the issue price. The IPO was to happen in March but was deferred due to market volatility after Russia's invasion of Ukraine. It will be India's biggest IPO with the government raising 21,000 crore rupees by selling a small stake, down from 50,000 to 60,000 crore rupees that it was planning to mop up earlier. So, should you invest? Well, fund managers are divided. Some say valuations are reasonable and point out LIC's market leadership position in the insurance industry. But others remain cautious due to stock market volatility and recommend buying for the long term rather than for listing day gains. So, choose wisely. Meanwhile, two other companies floated IPOs this week. Footwear maker Campus Activewear's IPO was subscribed almost 52 times, while hospital chain Rainbow Children's Medicare managed to sail through on Friday. Market movement. Stock markets remained volatile this week, too. The 30-stock BSE Sensex and the NSE Nifty 50 fell on Monday and Wednesday, but rose on the other 3 days to close the week with gains of almost 1%. The indices had lost 2% last week, so this week comes as a breather. What about next week as we enter May? Well, we all know the adage, sell in May and go away. Next week, you may want to seriously heed this advice. For one, the LIC IPO will suck out a large amount of liquidity from the secondary markets. Moreover, the prospects of a rise in interest rates, inflation worries and geopolitical tensions will likely keep the markets on tenterhooks. Talking of inflation worries, your household budgets may soon rise even further. This is because Indonesia, the world's biggest edible oils exporter, is widening its export ban to include crude and refined palm oil. This will push cooking oil prices higher as India meets half of its annual palm oil requirement from Indonesia. On the flip side, this is good news for those who bought shares of Adani Wilmar in its IPO 3 months ago. Shares of the edible oils company have jumped nearly 4 times since their listing in early February. Meanwhile, the top weekly gainers this week included Hindustan Lever, Bajaj Auto and IndusInd Bank, while the list of losers included Axis Bank, Bajaj Finance, and Wipro, all of whom reported quarterly earnings this week. Hero MotoCorp was also among the top gainers, while Coal India and BPCL were among the biggest laggards. Corporate earnings. Three banks and the Bajaj Twins, Bajaj Finserv and Bajaj Finance, as well as Bajaj Auto reported quarterly earnings this week. ICICI Bank, India's second largest private sector lender, exceeded expectations with a 59% year-on-year jump in its fourth quarter net profit to 7,018.7 crore rupees as provisions for bad loans fell. Axis Bank also beat estimates with a 54% rise in profit to 4,117.8 crore rupees, while AU Small Finance Bank, India's biggest small finance bank, doubled its net profit to 346 crore rupees. Bajaj Finance profit soared 80% to 2,420 crore rupees, while Bajaj Finserv reported a 37.5% jump to 1,346 crore rupees. Bajaj Auto posted a 10% rise in profit to 1,469 crore rupees. But this was mainly due to an exceptional profit of 315 crore rupees. Hindustan Unilever, India's biggest FMCG company, reported a 9% rise in profit to 2,327 crore rupees and a 10.4% increase in revenue that grew thanks to price hikes. US tech earnings. While many Indian companies exceeded earnings estimates, several US technology giants missed forecasts this week. That weighed on their stocks. So, if you are an investor in these giant tech companies or in Indian mutual fund schemes that invest in these companies, your portfolio may have suffered. Twitter reported January to March revenue of $1.20 billion, missing market expectations. But its user base at 229 million was higher than the 226 million expected. Google parent Alphabet's first quarter revenue was in line with forecasts, at $56.02 billion, thanks to its search advertising and cloud businesses. But its profit lagged projections as costs rose and YouTube's business slowed. Amazon's revenue of $116.4 billion was in line with street estimates, but it posted a surprise loss of $3.8 billion in the first quarter, compared with a profit of $8.1 billion a year earlier. Online brokerage app Robinhood disappointed after missing forecasts and deciding to stop issuing revenue guidance in future. Its quarterly revenue slumped to $299 million from $522 million. Robinhood's shares are now worth a fourth of their IPO price and are down 90% from the all-time high touched shortly after the listing in August last year. Among others, Netflix and Facebook owner Meta missed earnings expectations, while Microsoft exceeded estimates. But the standout performance came from iPhone maker Apple, which shattered expectations for both revenue and profit growth.